KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 83. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping area news, an accident in Adair County Tuesday afternoon claimed the life of a young adult female. The Iowa State Patrol says a northbound 2012 Chevy Malibu driven by 18-year-old Casey Emerson of Fontenelle, for reasons unknown, crossed the center line of Highway 25 near mile marker 67, or about 2 miles south of I-80, and collided with a southbound 2007 Chevy Silverado driven by 36-year-old Nathan Rigsby of Thayer. The accident happened around 12:30 p.m. Emerson, who was wearing a seatbelt, was flown by LifeNet helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines, where she died from her injuries. The accident remains under investigation. The patrol was assisted at the scene by the Adair County Sheriff's Office, Fire and Rescue, and Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement officers. Sheriff's deputies of Montgomery County Tuesday arrested two 16-year-old juveniles from Red Oak. The teens were charged with forgery, a Class D felony, as the result of an investigation into an incident that occurred August the 1st. Their names were not released because of their age. Both were taken into custody, processed, and then released to the custody of a parent. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup says the K-9 unit in Fremont County Tuesday evening arrested two out-of-state people following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 at mile marker 10. 28-year-old Matthew Gingle of Mission, Kansas, and 23-year-old Michaela Crosskill of Lee Summit, Missouri, were arrested after deputies located drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and THC butane hash oil in their vehicle. Crosskill and Gingle were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where each was being held on a $1,000 bond. Gingle was also being held on an outstanding warrant out of Olathe, Kansas. As predicted, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says it plans to keep water releases into the lower Missouri River elevated as runoff continues to keep upstream reservoirs full. The Corps said in a news release Tuesday that the water releases from Gabbins Point Dam on the Nebraska-South Dakota border will remain at current levels, which at 70,000 cubic feet per second are more than double the average amount for this time of year. The Corps says areas of Montana, Wyoming, South Dakota, and Nebraska received 2 to 3 times the normal amount of rain in July. July runoff in the upper basin was 7 million acre feet, more than twice the average. The Corps says this year's upper basin total runoff is forecast at nearly 53 million acre feet, which will be the second highest total runoff in 121 years of record keeping. Only the 61 million acre feet seen in 2011 would be more. The Harlan Police Department reports 7 arrests. Arrested on Monday was 32-year-old Richard Lewis of Marshall of Persia, where he was arrested following a search warrant. Marshall was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with invasion of privacy and obstructing prosecution. 53-year-old Michael Mario Morelli of Harlan was arrested Monday following a call for a possible domestic situation. Morelli was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where he was charged with domestic abuse assault, assault on a peace officer, and interference with official acts. And 30-year-old Jonathan Wayne Sparks of Harlan was arrested Monday following a call about an assault. Sparks was charged with assault causing serious injury. Arrested Saturday was 37-year-old Christina Marie Namani of Harlan for violation of a no-contact order and 44-year-old Jason Michael Lassen of Harlan for a call about a disturbance. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. On August 2nd, Harlan police arrested 47-year-old Jamie Dean Anderson of Harlan on an active Jasper County warrant. Anderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail. And on July 30th, 29-year-old Jacob Brady Scheffler of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a Council Bluffs man turned himself into the sheriff's office Monday afternoon. 27-year-old Skyler Ian Goodwin was wanted on a warrant for violation of probation. Once the warrant was confirmed, Goodwin was transported to the Pott County Jail and booked in. And the Atlantic Police Department reports 4 arrests dating back to July 30th. On Monday, 25-year-old Jessica Mack of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court. And 31-year-old Kayla Melam of Atlantic was arrested for theft in the fifth degree or shoplifting. Melam was cited and released at the scene. On Sunday, 46-year-old Sarah Korf of Yuma, Colorado, was arrested in Cass County for public intoxication and possession of drug paraphernalia. And on July 30th, 38-year-old David Thomas of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear on a harassment and a second-degree charge. With the exception of Milam, as I mentioned, each of the other subjects were booked into the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Elizabeth Mary Liz Scahill, age 62, of Villisca, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Liz Scahill will be today at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Betty Sorensen, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Betty Sorensen will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Harold Gould, age 90, of Atlantic, died July 31st in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life service for Harold Gould will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wayne Kirchhoff, age 84, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Wayne Kirchhoff will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Roy Dean McCants, age 73, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Roy McCants will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Gaslin Cemetery in Brady, Nebraska. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Tommy Ray Montagna, age 60, of Dexter, died Friday. A gathering of family and friends of Tommy Ray Montagna will be held at Tommy's home at 505 Marshall Street in Dexter beginning at 6 p.m. on Friday. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter is assisting the family. Nancy Kessler, age 66, of Audubon, died July 30th at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Nancy Kessler will be on Saturday at 10:30. At the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon, Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Terry Moore, age 57, of Panora, died August 2nd in Des Moines. Memorial services for Terry Moore will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. Roland Peterson, age 59, of Kimbleton and formerly of Elkhorn, Nebraska, died Saturday. A celebration of life for Roland Peterson will be next Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the West Side Church in Fremont, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. And Diana Lynn Scales, age 50, of Menlo, died Sunday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Diana Scales are pending at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.